Best music. KZST, Santa Rosa.
It's time for bed. Hopefully you've had a great day, a productive day. A day where you were able to share your love and your kindness with another. We're here to share love songs and kind words with you all night long as you ease into that peaceful state of mind.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.
I let it fall.
Jessica, what can I do for you tonight?
I would love a song for the greatest man in the world for me.
All right. Who is the greatest man in the world for you?
Mike.
Mike boyfriend, Mike fiance, Mike husband?
Boyfriend Mike.
Boyfriend Mike. How long has Mike, greatest guy in the world, been your boyfriend?
Well, We have known each other for 14 years, and I think we've known it that whole time.
You've known each other for 14 years. How long have you been dating?
On and off for 14 years.
Wow. So why? What's the hold up here in moving into the more than a boyfriend category?
I'm waiting for that answer.
So you're hoping that's the progression of things.
That's right.
Hold up your hand. Which hand are you holding the phone with?
My right hand.
Okay, hold up your left hand.
All right.
Look at the finger next to your pinky and tell me if it's naked.
It is naked.
It's naked. We need to fix that.
I agree.
Well, I think we've dropped a big enough hint.
I hope so.
I think that if he's listening, he definitely heard Mother Delilah loud and clear saying, young man, when you have a girl that loves you this much and she's this sweet, we should not have a naked hand.
That's right.
And let's be honest, doesn't have to be anything elaborate, doesn't have to be anything too fancy, just something sweet and lovely.
That's right.
All right. Let me get to work on finding the perfect song that, you know, backs up this subtle little hint that I'm giving him.
That sounds perfect.
You have a great night. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
I don't want to. his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Delilah Dilemma Tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Blake writes, hello, Delilah. I'm not sure if this would be considered as a Delilah dilemma, but here it goes. I'm a senior in high school, which means it's time to plan my future after graduation. My girlfriend, also a senior, is planning to take a gap year and work to save up money for college. She's planning to go to MSU and become a veterinarian. Now, I'm not too interested in going to college, but I am considering it. If I do or don't go to college, I still want to help pay my girlfriend's tuition and get an apartment near the campus so she can visit me in her free time. But there's no way I'll be able to afford to help her with her tuition and afford an apartment and afford tuition for myself if I decided to actually attend college, which I don't know if I'm going to do. I don't make a lot of money as a busser where I work. Even if I work every day after school and every day during the gap year, I'm still not making enough. Plus, working every day would mean I wouldn't have any social life. I just don't know what to do. I love her. I want to help her pay for her tuition. I don't see myself being able to afford to do so. Please, advice. I'm also considering trade school, but even then, it would still be a very, very similar situation. I don't know what to do. Any help from Blake? Ah, Blake. Slow down, buddy. Sit down. Mama Delilah is going to have a talk with you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. There's no better time than the new year to resolve to protect your identity and finances. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect your identity and financial future. LifeLock monitors your accounts and credit and detects potential threats to your identity that you may miss on your own. And if you do become a victim of ID theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Plus, all plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning you'll be reimbursed up to your plan limits for funds lost due to identity theft. LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com and use promo code LOVE to save up to 25% off your first year. That's lifelock.com, promo code LOVE to save 25%.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Okay, Jenny, you're in at forward.
Coach, you sure you don't want me to take over? It seemed like you weren't feeling too good earlier.
I'm feeling better.
No cough or chest congestion?
Took Mucinex Kickstart.
No more headache?
Nope.
Fever? Body pain?
I'm back in the game.
New Mucinex Kickstart gives all-in-one and done relief with a morning jolt of instant cooling sensation.
That's it, Jenny. Take the shot.
With Mucinex Kickstart, it's not cold and flu season. It's comeback season. Buy Mucinex Kickstart now at your favorite retailer. Use as directed.
100.1
KZST.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard. First cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old moonbeams, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my lead. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our old late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo.
Honey, can't you remember? We played all the parts. That sweet scene of surrender, when you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again. Cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all, just like Bogey in the car, starring in our own late late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you.
Hello and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a senior in high school named Blake, who is trying to figure out the next 4 or 5 years of his life. Blake, one day at a time, buddy. You got to take this one day at a time. And it is not your responsibility in any way, shape, or form to take on your girlfriend's plans. You have not even graduated high school yet. So all this mumbo jumbo about paying her tuition and getting an apartment so you can be close to her. No, not just no, but heck no. You need to take things one day at a time, and you need to figure out what it is that you are meant to do. And you can change your mind. You don't have to know today. You don't have to know tomorrow. But if you want to go to trade school, then go to trade school. I don't have a college degree. We believe in trade schools in our family. We believe in working hard. We believe in finding something that you love. And if it requires a college degree, go get it. If it doesn't, then get the hours and the experience you need to become an electrician, to become a plumber, to become a mechanic, to go into the military, to do whatever it is you're supposed to do. But you are not supposed to be taking on somebody else's responsibilities. You should not be concerning yourself with your girlfriend's future tuition in the least bit. That's her responsibility. Worry about what you're going to wear to prom. Worry about what you're going to do this summer. Are you going to work? Are you going to get a job that pays more? Are you going to go into a school, a trade school, a program, maybe go into Job Corps? There's so many options, but taking on other people's responsibility should not be an option.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a